This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, it is Tom Chenault, and it is the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian and Tom. How are you doing, Adrian?
I am great, and we are so happy to have Camelia with us today. This is going to be a fun show, isn't it?
Oh, man. You know what? I love this woman, and I love her sidekick, Mike, and I just think she is extraordinary. Who do we have next week before we even get out of here? Because that's kind of cool.
Tell them.
Ivan Meisner. And Brian Hilliard. Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, yeah.
And both of these guys, Meisner just got back from the Antarctica. As you know, he's the head of BNI, and he is not going to be anywhere near the guest that Kim is today, but he is going to be pretty doggone good. And then the following week, we've got that guy named Joe Soto. So, and then I think we've got Kim Kiyosaki starting out the new year. So we are going to rock it and roll it on this new format. And the new format is less Tom Chenault pandering to the guests with meaningless questions and not so genuine compliments. And we are turning into deeper thinkers as a result of feedback from him, Richard Brook, a lot of people that say, Tom, cut the fluff, get serious. So we've been selecting guests that are that have done unbelievably well in the network marketing business or in business as a rule, as you know, like Mark Victor Hansen last week and his beautiful wife, Crystal. And what we want to do is elevate the conversation. And what I love about Kim, I know a lot of million-dollar earners in network marketing. I mean, I do a ton of them I know. They're friends of mine. But finding one that has done so much more than make that money to make the world a better place is few and far between. People talk about it, but rarely do you meet somebody working at 24/7. And my hat's off to this woman and what they're doing. They live down in the middle of Mexico. We're going to get down and visit them one of these days.
Yes,
but take it away, little buddy.
That's the real reason that we needed to interview Kim, is that we needed to make sure that our invite is really rock solid.
Yeah.
Right down there. The life you guys are living, every time that Mike posts a video of what you guys are up to, it is incredible. And so, Kim, it's great to have you here.
Wait a minute. Our barker's already barking.
I know.
Richard Brook has already told us, you're talking too much, Tom. Please let Kim have the microphone. But take it away, Adrian.
All right. Kim, great to have you here. How are you doing?
Awesome. Muy bien, gracias, as I should say, from Mexico, right? I'm doing really great. Thanks for inviting me. I'm honored to be on the show.
Awesome. Well, we're so happy to have you here, and I'm going to have to dust off my English to Spanish dictionary, but that will be for another day. So, Kim, yeah, it's been fun just getting to learn a little bit of your story, and you really, I mean, you grabbed hold of the network marketing profession from a pretty young age. And so talk about your early career and how you got the vision to jump out of a traditional role and into network marketing so early in your life.
Sure. Well, I think the biggest thing for me was I saw my parents, you know, having jobs and putting food on the table and shelter over our head and stuff like that, but they didn't really love what they did. You know, they didn't love it. And I wanted to love what I do. I wanted to also be able to travel and have time freedom. And I just saw them bog down sometimes. As a young kid, I guess I was pretty aware of that. I don't know. But it seemed like it. And then my mom, when she got to me, what I believe was her career, she was a massage therapist, an esthetician, but she didn't do that until she was in her 50s. And then she got an autoimmune. And that prevented her from being able to do it consistently, and she loved doing it. So for me, I just said, you know what, I want to do what I love to do and then be able to live where I want, because I definitely knew I didn't want to live in Canada forever. So I worked a couple, you know, I graduated from high school. I was the first one to graduate from high school in my family. Yay, there's a couple of us now. And then I didn't want to go to college because I hated high school. I figured it was going to be really cool to have a boss and a briefcase and a job and a paycheck. And then I worked for the Bank of Montreal and Bell Canada, two huge organizations, companies in Canada. And I just felt the cutthroat right away. Like, I was like, I thought this would be cool, you know? And then I felt like everybody was telling me what to do and I didn't want to do it. And I was that girl at work that if it was somebody's birthday, like if it was Tom's birthday and we could decorate his desk, I would be like, hey, I'll go decorate it. And like, it would take 5 hours to do it without having to work. I was that kind of girl. I still did everything properly, but I was, I always found myself, I was a rebel without a cause. But I feel like I'm a rebel with a cause now.
There we go. I love that. And so how you were like in your early 20s when you got exposed to network marketing?
Yeah. So basically I hated my life. And when I was exposed to network marketing, I was introduced to my boyfriend's aunt, actually an uncle at the time was introduced me to network marketing, and I really didn't get it, but they took me to a meeting and I still didn't get it. And then they took me to a different meeting with a different company, because we know how some people move to different companies, and I got it. And I was ever since then I've been in. So, you know, I was 23 years old, very green. But what I loved about it the most was the personal development, because I needed it. And so that's what kept me in, even when I wasn't making so much money at first. That's what kept me in, because it was the people and they cared about you and the goals and how I could better myself to become attracted to other people. So that's what I was really, really turned on to.
That's amazing. And so do you remember, was there a shift for you, whether from a personal development perspective or like where did it really, you know, sort of turn over, right? Because like when you're in your early 20s, you get the vision, but it's especially, you know, this is like before a huge, you know, before internet marketing was a big thing, mm-hmm. you know, probably even harder to get taken seriously as a young, you know, a really young person trying to get it going. And so where was that kind of shift for you? Where success started to show up?
Well, it was definitely difficult. I was one of the first distributors in Canada for the company I was with too. So that to put another challenge, you know, what's interesting, Adrian, is that's what that didn't help me at the very beginning was thinking like that, like thinking, oh, I'm new and I was young and I had all these disadvantages, until somebody told me those are all your advantages. Like, you're young. You're not the 40-year-old who heard about it for the first time. You're the 23-year-old now. Now, by the time you're 40, you can be a millionaire. And, you know, my mind shifted like that. But what happened to me before was I dabbled in a little bit of modeling on top of my corporate job. So when I went into modeling and I was getting paid a lot more money, I was like, ding, 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 there's way more better ways to make money out there than at this corporate job. But I knew I didn't want to do modeling. So that's when I went on the search. So that was my shift, as in I can make money without having to go to college or, you know, university. And then when I got in to the industry, again, I thought that I had a disadvantage. Once I turned that into an advantage and I really came from that mindset, my posture changed, my confidence changed. Of course, the personal development was helping me change. So that's how I believe that I became successful, was when I just shifted that thought.
Yeah, that's there's such a nugget right there, because for wherever you are in life, your tendency is to assume, oh, I'm too young, oh, I'm too old, oh, I'm too fat, oh, I'm too skinny, oh, I'm too credentialed, oh, I'm not credentialed enough, whatever it is. And it's all a bunch of baloney, right? Because the truth is that all of those things are advantages if you see them as such, and you are able to kind of make that shift. And so I just think that's a really powerful thing.
Yeah, it's amazing. And who you are and where you've come from and where you're going, I want to talk a little bit about the process that you see. So you got into your company 23 years ago. And what I'm trying to tell everybody is never quit, because you never quit. They changed their name. They went private. They went public. They went private. They changed their comp plan. They have reinvented themselves over and over and over again. And a lot of good people left. And Kim and a few friends of mine stuck around. And all I'm going to tell you, and the quote has been attributed to Richard Brook and to Al Schrider, and they argue, they both say the other guy said it. But what they basically said was, find the next company you're going to have all kinds of problems with and never quit, which I think is profound stuff, don't you?
Yes.
Because you just stuck around, and here you are at the top of the mountain, so to speak. Obviously, there's a long way up for you to go if you want to. But you never quit. You stayed the course. You made the main thing, which was the people in your organization, and the rest is history. And there's so many people that are just wandering generalities that are going, well, I'm going to join five companies just to be on the safe side. No, that's joining five companies is being on the unsafe side. Get in there, get pregnant, and go, right?
I like it. That was so true. It's so true. I mean, it's so funny because it feels weird to say I've been with it, you know, with the company for 23 years. I'm like, it doesn't seem like 23 years. And it is amazing in this industry. I mean, I'm a legend at 48 years old in my company. I mean, that's pretty
yeah.
A legend, right? I love it. For me, you know, I'm sticking around. Of course, I love what we do, but I love the people, and I'm here for the people, and I'm not going to leave my people, and I'm not going to this is just my philosophy, and I know that if I go somewhere else, I'm going to have to work a lot harder. and I don't necessarily want to do that. I mean that in a very positive way, but you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is, but I think that there speaks volumes for people who do stick around. Stick and stay, you'll get your pay is what they say, and I can darn toot, and that's exactly what I did here. But of course, you have to do the activity, right? You can't just stick and stay and get paid. You got to do something.
One of the most important things is building a culture, building a system, and having a mission. And your old buddy John Milton Fogg asked me, there it is on the screen, to ask you what you think about that, how important it is to have a team with a mission, a culture, and a system.
100%. I mean, 100%. Listen, there's going to be ups and downs, and like you said, in your corporation at the home office, right, or wherever they are, and you need to be able to, you know, have that culture in your team and that mission. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things we like to have fun. That's one of our missions. We love finances and we love our family. Our team is called the Melia family. I mean, that's what we are. That's our name. And so, you know, our mission is to really go create as many people who want to be stay-at-home mom and dads or be, you know, to be able to live a life I call work from anywhere, right? One of my business partners lives in Panama. I live in Mexico. The other one lives in Florida. We definitely work from anywhere. So, you know, just the culture, we built a lot of culture in our team, which means we played a lot of games. We've done a lot of sports together. We've done just really creative things during COVID on Zooms and stuff like that. And it's been a blast. It's been so much fun to hang out with our family. I see them more than my family sometimes now. You know, that's the truth. Sometimes I see them a lot more than I see my actual family.
We're coming up to our favorite part, which is the commercial break with the Genesis Communication Network. Everybody loves their commercials. Thank you so much, Ted Anderson, for having us on the radio almost as long as Kim has been in this profession and with her company. We are forever indebted to you. We're going to come back right after this on the Legacy Leadership Show with Adrian and Tom.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian. I can't say it very well for some reason, but that's the show we've got. Oh, we're getting there. How you doing, Adrian?
I am doing great. This is a really fun conversation. And, Kim, we were talking before the break just about how your team is, you even call it the Melia family, that it's really has this family sort of feel and set of values around it. And, one of your business partners, Mike, was talking about that you've never lost a six-figure earner to another company. And that's for somebody that is in the position that you're in, that's really rare. Like that's usually kind of talked about as just kind of if you're around 23 years, like that's just going to happen. And we also talked about that your company and everything in your life, you're not a stranger to choppy waters. And so when the water has gotten deep and drama has shown up from the company or within, relationships in the team, whatever it is, like what is it that has allowed you to retain important people to your business through thick and thin?
Great question.
Great question. Well, I will say of course there's a lot of different relationships that you have with people, but I also had a marriage. I was married to one of the Melias and we broke up and now I'm still around, which doesn't really happen where the ex-wife sticks around, right? So it has been interesting, as Jim Rohn would say, fascinating at times. However, unconditional love is unconditional love, right? Unconditional love means there's no condition to the love. There's no condition. There's nothing I can say. That means no matter what they do, you still love them. And I still love, my partner Steve. I'm just not a good partner in that way. I'm a good business partner with them. And the same thing with partners in my business. Or the same thing with other people from other teams. Oh, I've been in fight with other people in other teams for sure. Right? Over stupid stuff. Usually over a prospect. And the prospect's usually wrong. But anyways, that's another story. So but I keep on going with unconditional love. Now, this wasn't always. This wasn't 23 years. Kim's just this spiritual person that thinks like this all the time. It's come over time. And I know now, in the last, you know, good 10 years of being in the industry, 23 years, that don't burn any bridges. Like, and we all are growing. I mean, I joined when I was 23. I joined with some of my best friends that were 20-ish and 30. So now we're growing up in the industry in the same company. It's really cool, but we've had our ups and downs just like brothers and sisters or aunts and uncles or anybody. So I would say just really realizing that, you know, taking your ego out of it, you know, why you love that person anyways in the first place, if they have a different opinion on something or a way of doing things. But I think communicating. So communication is key. You've got to communicate.
We're good at communication. You know, somebody commented, you speak English extremely well for being in Mexico. That's unbelievable. I think so, too. So I just want to give you a little shout out. I hope you speak Spanish equally as well. And Canadian, since you're from there, too. But that's very, very exciting. And we believe in the BLTS is over at Contact Mapping. We think that if people feel like they belong, if they feel like they are loved, if they feel they can trust us and that they are safe with us, there is a major chance that they're going to stick around through thick and thin. And you have proven that. And all of you out there, people are going to leave you as quickly as they came in if you don't have those BLTSs set up with your teams. And create that culture of love, that culture of belonging. Let them know that you are there for the long haul. So they set their life up that way, knowing that trouble's going to happen, but they're going to make it through it, right?
That's totally right. And when people know that that's the case, even when you screw up, even when things don't go the way, even when maybe you make a commitment that because of something else that happens outside of your control, you end up breaking those commitments. If you have that foundation, people are going to believe you when you say, you know, when you own up to those things, and they're going to stick with you. And that stuff really matters. And this, you know, you hit the nail on the head. This is, you are, every business is a people business. Network marketing is a people business, exponentially more. And being able to do that, being able to have that foundation of trust and of love and to live into unconditional love, like that's, it's one thing to say that. It's another thing. It's far more costly, but far more powerful to live it out, isn't it, Kim?
It absolutely is. And, you know, I just know with the relationships I have that people can trust to call me and feel comfortable. You know, they can call me and they can say things to me that they may not have said to another leader or something else or somebody else. And it's so important. It's also important when people aren't doing that well in the business that you still love them, that you pay attention to them, that you say their name, you acknowledge them. I think, you know, it's easy. It's not easy, but walking down a street, if you smile at somebody, it's easy. But most people don't do that. Like I love here in Mexico, everybody says, you know, buenas tardes, buenos dias. It's, you know, it's always greeting people. And why not? Why not greet people like that? Why not make them feel important? I mean, we know these things, but how often do we do them? It's extremely important.
All right, let's take yet another break, but this is a much longer break. We're going to have some fun through it, and we're going to come back. It's the Genesis Communication Network. Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, I love this little Kim Melia, and you are going to understand why right after this break. Stick around.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. New evidence shows that a practice known as test to stay works to keep children in classrooms safely, even if they've been exposed to the virus that causes COVID-19, said CDC Director Rochelle Walensky.
In the test-to-stay protocol, there's increased testing of close contacts after a COVID-19 exposure. And that testing needs to be at least twice during the 7-day period after exposure. If exposed children meet a certain criteria and continue to test negative, they can stay in school instead of quarantining at home.
A federal appeals court is reinstating the Biden administration's vaccine or test mandate for companies with 100 or more employees. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati made the ruling Friday after the mandate was blocked in November by a lower court. This is USA Radio News. It is now widely conceded that America's 20-year war in Afghanistan, the longest in our history, was a tragic bungle of monumental proportions. However, we're just beginning to learn that the final phase of the war was disgraceful in its own appalling way. However, Joe Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Friday said we safely and effectively drew down in Afghanistan.
For the first time in 20 years, there are no U.S. troops in harm's way in Afghanistan this holiday season. We safely and effectively drew down our diplomatic presence. We lifted tens of thousands of vulnerable Afghans to safety in a unique American example of capacity, commitment, and sheer logistics.
The Agriculture Department is providing up to $1.5 billion to help school meal programs weather the supply chain crunch, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And we're back. It's the Leadership Legacy Radio Show, or actually the Legacy Leadership Radio Show, with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. And I did that on purpose, but I did it well. And I hope you're having a fun time, Adrian, running this show. And now we're talking about what we're talking about. Yep. We're going to go deep and talk about her orphanage and some people that gave some money to it and just catch people doing things right. Take it away.
That's exactly it. So this is the Legacy Leadership Show, and what we're really talking about is, you know, I think great leaders think in terms of the lasting impact that they're creating. And so, Kim, I want you to talk about what is your vision of the lasting impact that you're creating, and then talk about how this whole thing came to be, because I think it's just such an incredible story.
you know, I didn't know that I would find my purpose in my industry, my company. I thought my purpose was, you know, really what I was doing. But I think there's always something a little bit more that we have inside of us, you know, whether it's writing a book or a hit song or whatever, doing something. And I'm just really blessed that this came into my life, and I'll tell you about it in a second, but how it came into my life to know that I, along with, of course, a whole bunch of other people, but I spearheaded the project now for over 10 years in going there and bringing groups to the orphanage and whatnot. But to know that we're changing the legacy, even if it's one child there in Guatemala, it brings, you know, tears to my eyes, and it just warms my heart because, again, you know, how are we ever going to change what happens in the world, in their world, if we don't give one kid an opportunity and give another kid an opportunity and give another kid an opportunity to change their legacy? So part of me, you know, changing our legacy and what we do with At Work Play Love has turned into really a ripple effect. And I think that to me is the biggest thing of seeing it's not about what we do now. It's about what these kids are doing and that they're going to continue to do, what they see and how they are receiving unconditional love. So how it all really started was my business partner was on an airplane after an event, and somebody was wearing a bunch of pulseras, which are bracelets, a whole bunch of them. And he's like, why are you wearing so many bracelets? And the guy said, well, I just talked about it. You know, I was talking about an orphanage I support in Guatemala. He said, tell me a little bit more about it. And we were looking to support an organization that we could put our money directly to, that we would know that 100% or close to the 100% of the money would go to. We've done so with Make-A-Wish Foundation, Boys and Girls Club, all fantastic organizations. But what we found as a team was we weren't getting the impact that we wanted to be able to fundraise again, right? And again to see what they have really done. And so when he met this gentleman on an airplane and they showed him a video, literally just a video of kids, and then my partner Steve and I went out to the orphanage just about 2 months later to see if it was real. Because it's one thing to show pictures, it's one thing to have videos of kids, and my partner ended up stroking them a check and showing them what, you know, they got from it. But we said, well, this might not even be real. We don't know. So we just popped on a plane. We brought our niece and nephew out with us. She had just graduated from NY Film School. So she filmed the whole thing, put a video together. But long story short, we went there. As soon as the plane landed and the wheels hit the ground, I got chills so good that I knew I was at my second home, or I was at my original home where I'm supposed to be. It was eerie in a sense because it's a third world country. I mean, there's people with shotguns everywhere and there's, you know, gangs and cartel and you name it. But I was not afraid. Knock on wood, I'm aware. Okay. I'm not aware, but I wasn't afraid. And I didn't know what I would have in common with 75 boys, little boys. I don't have children of my own. I was never blessed to. And I really was kind of freaked out, but I was excited. So when we went there, you know, we met the owners. They're amazing. They're like family now to us. We go and spend Christmas with them, which we are tomorrow. And I know their aunts and their uncles and their mothers and all their kids and stuff like that. And it really truly is a blessing. And so we have done that now for 10 years, but for the first year, 2 years, it was just a boys' orphanage. And then we ask them what they want. That's the difference between another nonprofit and ours. And I know there's a lot of great ones, but a lot of people go out to different places, especially second world, third world countries, and they want to like say, you guys need this. You need to do this. You need, and trust me, there's a lot of need that we think they need. But what they really need is they need to tell me what they need. What's their immediate need in the next 3 months, in the next 6 months, in the next year? And the owner of the orphanage said, we have this land and we'd love to build a girls' orphanage. So not only are the boys going to be at an orphanage, at least they have their sisters beside them. They still have family. And I said, sounds amazing to me. And they went ahead and did the drawing of it. I never even saw the architect and everything. And they thought it would cost around $72,000, which we raised $72,000 in 60 days. This is where was when everything was going down sour with our economy, if you guys remember, a few short years ago. And people would say to me, Kim, you're not going to be able to raise money for kids in Guatemala. Look at the kids here in America. Look at the kids in Canada. Look at the kids here. And I was like, well, my heart has no borders. Our hearts should have no borders. It's not like I only give to this kid in Guatemala. I mean, let's just think globally. Let's think a little bigger than that. And so ever since then, we raised that money, but it turned out to be $150,000 to build the girls' orphanage. And it's a princess palace. Yes, it's a princess palace. It's the only princess palace orphanage in the entire world that I know of. And it's because these girls, there's 30 of them, these girls are beaten, abused, left alone. You name it, just horrible things. And if they can live a little bit of a fairy tale life and actually, you know, dress up as princesses once or twice a year, live in this palace and feel loved, feel cared for, feel just amazing about the people who are there and that they have a future, then that's what we want to do. And that's what we've created. We helped the boys renovate their orphanage in a superhero orphanage. So we painted all superheroes and did a bunch of stuff for them. And that's kind of the theme. They're the superheroes and the girls are the princesses. And the truth is, of course, it's not really fairy tale. When we go to the orphanage tomorrow, there's going to be a girl or a boy or a couple of them with a really bad cold or a flu or something going on that's in their life, and they don't have somebody to hug them and hold them at night and just, you know, sit and watch a movie with them or cry with them. There's only one teacher for, 10 to 15 kids. So I know I've gone on a lot, so maybe you want to ask.
Well, that's pretty good. Richard Brooke just told me he's donating $500 to Work for Love.
Aww.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, me at all. Yeah, I'll match that. So there's no problem. So now you got $1,000.
Oh my gosh. Thank you guys.
Nothing. It's a great world we live in.
Yeah.
So, I want to keep talking about this, but for our friends on the radio, it's workplaylove.org is where you can go and learn more about this. And we'll keep sharing because there's a couple other really cool things going on. But I know there's a bunch of you hanging on, listening, going, okay, well, tell me where I go find this thing. So it's workplaylove.org. But Kim, you went down there, you go and you see this thing, and did you know then that this was like the rest of your life? Like, when did that happen where it went from this is a project that we're going to raise some money for to something that is so central to your heart?
The moment I landed, I knew I was there for a purpose, like I said, but the moment I met the kids and Karen and Suardo, which are the owners of the orphanage, and they're there every day. I knew then. I just knew this is my kid. This is not my kids. It's our kids. It's all of our kids. But this is where I belong to be able to help as much as I can. And I knew that our team would be behind it. Our family would be behind it. And I knew that there would be lots of family and friends that wanted to be behind it as well. So when you first hug a kid, when they hug you, actually they hug you first, Adrian, they come up to you. I mean, they attract to you. So you basically will know which kids are attracted to you. They all love you, but there's certain ones that just don't leave you from the moment that you get there. And you're just like, okay. And here's what's interesting. The lady Karen, who owns the orphanage, who started it when she was 16 years old, started doing volunteer work and doing an orphanage. She, a little boy went up to her. And this is her story. A little boy went up to her when she was volunteering at school, like on a field trip, right? At an orphanage, said, "Hey, are you here just one time, or are you going to be here forever?" Can you imagine what your heart? And of course, she was probably playing with the kid all day, and she said, "I'm here forever." And that was her calling. It just gives me shivers now. That's how it was for me. It didn't happen where kids said, "Are you coming back?" Although I've seen kids say that to the people that we brought there for sure. And they've come back. But that's the type of people they are. They, to me, are my mentors, my angels. They are spiritual gurus. They are amazing people. If I could be half an ounce of what Karen and Suardo are in the orphanage, I know that I've led a very good life and leaving a legacy.
Yeah.
So I was just Richard Brooks commenting like crazy. He's trying to get me to bid it up. Here's what I heard. Peachgate, and so am I. I heard that Brian Carruthers not only gave you 10 grand and presented you with a check that I saw, but I brought it up to you and you told me that he came back with even more money. And you know what I love is people doing that. They're recognizing that their contribution is better in your hands than in the hands of a bunch of people with a bunch of expenses that they're raking before they give it to the people. You guys are putting 110% of every dollar that comes in into those girls and boys. And I love that. When I announced that you were going to be on the show, I had a great, I looked all over and you're a very attractive woman and I'm sure you were a model and all that bull money. But I'll tell you what, I didn't want that picture. I wanted that picture of you all sweaty down there on that bench with those kids because we saw your heart. And that's what I love about you. And I love about the promise of this profession, because if you work at it hard enough for long enough, there's a chance, not a good chance, just a chance that you're going to have at some point more money than you have month. And to meet somebody that's done it and give it back is beyond belief. And I love you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Building the orphanage, too, we received a $20,000 donation by Mr. Self and Mr. Humes, which are pretty big in this industry, too, Darnell and Michael Humes. And they donated $20,000 that helped us build the orphanage.
Yeah.
We've received some very, very humbling gifts from people like you guys right now. And I'm really stoked about that because there's a lot of nonprofits during this COVID era that we call it that went out of business.
Yeah. Yeah. Kim, it's awesome. You know, these big gifts are really cool. But you told me when we were chatting before the show about something that is not a lot of money that could just be incredible for these kids. Talk about what you guys are doing at Christmas time.
I'm so excited. So I've taken the kids shopping before, but it's always like they need jeans and they need shorts and underwear. You know, like this is the things that they have to get. And so this time we're taking all the kids.
Look at the joy.
Except for the little ones. The little ones, we're buying their presents because that would be a little crazy. We're not there long enough. But we're taking the mediums and grandes. We call them the medianos and grandes. We're taking them shopping on a shopping spree. $40 per kid is a shopping spree that they will buy whatever they want. And, of course, that's $40 there is like having $100 to $120 probably per kid, which is a significant amount. And we will go to a consignment store because that's what we do. They'll have a lot of fun. So whether it's shoes or toys or jewelry or you know, whatever they want, they can have whatever they want. It's going to be a blast. It's $40 a kid to take one kid or two kids, however many kids you want on a shopping spree.
So awesome. So go to workplaylove.org right now, throw in $40 and give one of these kids the greatest Christmas of their life. And I can't imagine how beautiful that is going to be. So we're going to take one more break. We'll be right back after the break here with Kim Melia. So stick around.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And we're back. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian Chenault and Tom Chenault. And it's a great day here, Adrian. We have had one of the best shows we've ever had. And it is all heart. And I love that. And we're supposed to be deep thinkers here. Instead, we were deep lovers. And she said something that was so profound earlier that I wanted to talk about, but I never got a word in edgewise. So I'm going to talk now. And that is about unconditional love. There's no negotiation around that. It's either unconditional love or it's not. And I like to play like I'm an unconditional love kind of person. And as she was talking about that, I realized that I'm not. And it's something to strive for. And I want you to all think from there. Like, where are you being conditional in love and where are you being unconditional in love? And make it a goal to be an unconditional love person. And that's a little bit how my wife lives her life. And it's pretty doggone cool. And I'm so arrogant and so shallow that I don't even try to strive to that until I heard that come out of your mouth. But that's a beautiful thing. And you're a lot that way, too. I mean, not me. So.
Which way? Which way is he?
So here's the question inside of that. Because I noticed the exact same thing. I'm really glad you brought that up. Because you mentioned it early, talking about your network marketing business. And then you repeated it again, talking about these kids. And so unconditional love, that's not something that comes out of everybody's mouth. How did that become such a core value for you?
You know, I think being at the orphanage too, I'm a big Michael Singer fan. So for those of you who are Michael Singer fans.
Surrender, Experiment, Untethered Soul, Autobiography of a Yogi, and now his newest book, Beyond the Untethered Soul. I haven't ever heard of him.
So he's Untethered Soul. I actually received that from my business partner, Mike, about 11 years ago. And it was right before I was going through my divorce. And I picked it up. And the first couple pages, I didn't get it. So I put it down. But when I picked it up, when I was going through my divorce, it made all sense. I don't know why, but it was just the right time for me, right? So that just being as one of my gurus, but also being the biggest thing is being at the orphanage. And I'm not an orphan. I have my mother and my father, who I call my father today, but I grew up in a household of abuse till I was 3. And my mom, thank goodness, left my father, my biological father, and I met my real father. And he really taught me a lot of unconditional love. I mean, he took on 3 kids. He had a Corvette, and then he turned a Corvette to a station wagon for 3 kids, and has been my father ever since, even though my parents split up. So he's really, and my mother, of course, but somebody who's a stranger coming into your life that now is, you know, has never left you. Even when they got divorced, he's never left me. He's always unconditional loved me. And so was my mom. And so they've been a very good role model for me. So when I went to the orphanage too, and remember this is 10 years ago, there's snotty noses, it's lice, they're dirty, they pee themselves. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, if you want to look at that side of it, I remember one time actually going to the orphanage with my mom, and she hadn't gone there for the first couple of years, but then she ended up living in Guatemala for a few years, which was amazing. We were picking out lice. This is something common, not so common anymore, thank goodness, but it was common that you see the girls picking out lice. I was like, Mom, we need to help them. And she was like, I'm not doing that. I was like, what do you mean doing what? You're a bug picking out lice at this beautiful little princess girl? And she was kind of upset at me at first, but of course the next thing you know, she was out, she was all in there loving it, right? Because we were trying to do the rice vinegar because there's too many chemicals. My point is unconditional love is unconditional. These kids come from nothing and they're battered and abused and used and they want to sit on your lap and they want to hug you and they want to do all this stuff. And if you can get over this facade of on the outside, then you can start to look at what's truly inside. Here's the thing. If we truly listen to people's stories, we would love them.
There you go. Brené Brown. So the name of the game, all of you. And what's so funny is as well as your sidekick knows John Milton Fogg, I was the one that turned him on to the surrender experiment. And I'm very proud of that. So
very
thank
cool.
you very much, folks. That's pretty cool. And go ahead. Amazing. Who's our guest next week? Say goodbye.
Yeah, we got a little bit.
Oh yeah.
But Ivan Meisner and Brian Hilliard are our guests next week, and it is going to be one heck of a show.
Yeah.
So,
Brian Hilliard went to Duke. He co-wrote a book with Ivan Meisner. He's not as well known, but the guy is a flat-out beast. We love him. Ivan just got home from the Antarctic. The week before that, he was down on Richard Branson's Necker Island, and he's going to space. So, like Kim, he is a guest to be reckoned with, and so is Brian, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it on either one of them. And, man,
and then Richard Brook gave us Joe Soto the following week, and that was, he's going to be something else too.
Absolutely, absolutely. But Kim, what you're doing with these orphans, what you're doing, building a business that brings people into that vision together with you to feel a part of it and to just, you know, you, I'm sure there's a, you know, you couldn't have even imagined that this would all flow and gel and come together in the way that it has. But I'm so grateful to you for staying with that vision, for staying with it through a divorce and through all the things that, you know, so many things that could have knocked you off of that course, but that course was so important for you to do. And I think for every one of us to be able to look at that and to say, how do I find something that is bigger than me that I put myself into, and then I help others to come along that journey, and we do a lot of good in the world, and we make a lot of money, and we have a lot of fun, and we create all of this goodness together. That is such the beauty and the model and the promise of what's possible in network marketing. And so thanks for giving us an example of that, Kim, and for giving us a look under the hood. You've been awesome, and we love you. Thanks for being with us today.
See everybody next week. It's been the Leadership Legacy Leadership Radio Show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bye, Kimmy.
Thanks, guys. Namaste.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.